Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we worship you. Father, we bless you. Glory and praise be unto the living God. Father, we give you praise. Oh, Rabba, Baba, 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 Baba. I want you to begin to worship him. Bless him this morning. Lift up the name of Jesus. Worship the name that is above every name. Lepete shebenenta rata baba 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 baba. Lepete shebenenta motara baba baba shene. We worship you, our Lord, our Savior, our Creator, who is like thee, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. We give you praise, we give you honor. Ha jadamanto sopamanite lepenenanta. Lepeto shopanamanta marite sepedeberebanta. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you adoration. We worship you, our Lord, our Savior, our King, the King of glory. Hallowed be thy name, the Lord of hosts. Haba shadini manto sopamante nikanamanda. Lepete shepene kandara babababu sheperida. Lepetuarana manta meketeleganta. Worship him, give him praise, give him praise for a new day. Give him praise. Ipamama mushani. We give you praise, we give you honor. For this day that you have given unto us, O Jehovah, we give you honor. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Worship him. Worship him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless your Father. Bless your Lord this morning. Lift up an honor. Lift up a praise unto our Lord. Lord, Ipamamamushani, Lepetenia Cantorabania, Lekepete Leganato, Eparani Kende Manata. Father, we thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of salvation. We thank you, O God. We bless you, Jehovah. We bless you for a new dawn. We bless you for a new break of the day. Ikamahanto, Eparide Sebenanta, Meketelenanta, Sapurari, Ikamama. Tarami e panato zopa barabaja lepete perede kendeleta saparada rapa papa 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 jeperida kanda mantara barani mete le poto salananta le peteri bakatarada rata pakata palaga dele katanama ikabukonda matara di kenda. We worship you, our Lord. We worship you, our Savior, who is like thee, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You deserve all the worship. You deserve all the praises. You deserve all the glory. You deserve all the power. Oh, it all belong to you, Lord. It all belong to you, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the great I am. We bless you, we worship you, we adore you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let praise be given to our Lord. Ejanananata lepenianto sopamamamosha lepianto zomananta sapine kendenanta. We worship you, Father. We declare thy glory, we declare thy power, we declare thy honor, we declare thy goodness, we declare thy favor, we declare thy mercy upon this day, Jehovah. Allow it be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Oh Father, may you meet us at the point of our needs. Give us this day our daily bread. in the name of Jesus. Forgive our trespasses, O Father, even as we forgive those who trespasses against us, O Lord. For thine is thy kingdom, thy glory, and thy honor forevermore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise and glory. Janana mosha lepianto zopa mamanta ikepetelenanta zarananto sopa manante. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes all he wants to hear is your voice. Hallelujah. All he wants to hear is your voice praising him in the morning. Praise be to God. It is very important to praise the King of Glory in the morning. Let him hear your voice. Hallelujah. To show him that you have woken up. Praise be to God. Because you woke up this day because of his grace and mercy. Praise be to Jesus. So don't forget to thank God. Don't forget to tell him, Lord, thank you. Thank you because you have enabled me to see a new day. Thank you for the gift of life. There were people that were not able to see this day, but by your grace and mercy, I am able to see this day today. And Father, I just want to say thank you. Father, I want to appreciate you. Father, I want to lift you. Father, I want to glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name. Today, the psalm of today is Psalms chapter 34. We are going to hear, hallelujah, and we are going to be blessed. This Psalm 34 is loaded. Praise be to God. I don't know if we may even have enough time to go through it, but it is loaded. Psalms 34 is loaded with powerful scriptures. Power-packed scriptures that can help you in your walk or with the Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be on my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is there who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil, and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears toward their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. Affliction will slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned.
Hallelujah. What a powerful scripture today. Praise be to God. That scripture is very, very powerful. Praise be to God. And we are going to go through it in the name of Jesus. Psalms chapter 34. Hallelujah. And I know our lives will never be the same in the name of Jesus. The word begins by saying, I bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord at all times. Praise be to God. In other words, blessing God, a lifestyle of praise. Praise be to God. We have to live a lifestyle of praise, a lifestyle of worship. David said that I bless the Lord at all times. Whether you are in the workplace, whether you are walking, whether you are on your car, praise be to God. Whether you are just taking a stroll on the streets, bless the Lord. Praise be to Jesus. I bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Praise be to God. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You have to live a lifestyle of worship, of praise unto your Maker. Praise be to Jesus. It is very important, because worship attracts the glory. Worship attracts the presence of God. Praise be to Jesus. And when you want to be near somebody, you have to attract them. Praise be to God. You have to attract the attention of God. You have to let them know that you are there. Praise be to God. You know, we live in a time that God is looking for a friend. Not somebody that is coming to him because of what he has, but somebody who is willing to reason with him, somebody who is willing to spend time with him, somebody who can wake up at whatever time, hallelujah, and just be bathed in worship and praise and give God the glory. Praise be to God, because they love God with their life. They love God from the bottom of their soul. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. What do you boast about? There are people that are boasting about their riches, their work, the place they went to school. Praise be to God. There are people, they are boasting of their wisdom. They are boasting of the number of congregation they have. Praise be to God. They are boasting of the kind of car they are driving. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. But David is saying that my soul shall boast in the Lord. In other words, take pride in the Lord. Let your joy, your happiness, your endeavors, hallelujah, come from God, proceed from God. Your achievement proceed from God. Your wisdom proceed from God. Your love proceed from God. Your wealth proceed from God. Your favor proceed from God. So in God you make boast. I will boast. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is very important to focus your help from God, because in our own strength we cannot make it. In our own power we can do nothing. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. We have to train our mind to rely on God. We have to train our mind to rely on the wisdom of God. We have to train our willpower to rely on the wisdom of God. Praise be to Jesus. Because the devil has a tendency of deceiving us to think that it is by our own effort. It is the way we are talented is the reason why people love our music. It's the way we are talented is the reason why people are coming to our churches. Praise be to God. It may not be like that. It is by his mercy. It is by his mercy. It is by his grace. It is by his mercy. Praise be to God. We should not forget, even at any moment, that we are where we are because of our own strength. We have to make our boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. You know, there is even some singers that have made songs out of it. Magnify the Lord with me, and let exalt his name together. Praise be to Jesus. People have made songs out of this. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Actually, so a lot of psalms, they are just songs. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Praise be to God. This speaks about the importance of corporate worship. As a child of God, you need to be in a place where you have corporate. There is a blessing of corporate worship. Praise be to Jesus. You cannot just say you are just a loner. You don't go to church. You don't attend service. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. May you find a place. May you find a home church. May you find a place where you belong spiritually. Praise be to God. A place where you are getting blessed spiritually. A place where you are worshiping God. Where you are magnifying the Lord together. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Because there is that corporate unifying blessing that God brings upon his children when they worship together. The Bible says where there is unity, God commands a blessing. There is a glory that flows when children of God comes together to magnify the Lord. Praise be to God. So make it a mandate to be in a place where people are worshiping God. Hallelujah. Yes, worshiping God in your bedroom is good. Worshiping God while you are driving is good. Praise be to God. But there are moments where you need to magnify the Lord with other people. The book of Psalms chapter 3 says, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Praise be to Jesus. I sought the Lord and he answered me. You know, there are people, they are just sitting, they are expecting help to come, but they are not seeking God. Praise be to God. You need your healing, you need to seek God. You need your breakthrough, you need to seek God. You need help from above, you need to seek God. Praise be to God. You cannot just be waiting there in your house. Go to church, go on your knees, go to the altar. Praise be to God. Tell your pastor to pray for you. Praise be to God. Seek him, seek him, seek him, seek him. David said, I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. What is that kind of fear that has emanated your life, has succumbed your life, has controlled your life? You know, fear is one of number one weapon that the devil is using in our days to put people in bondage. Do you know do you know fear is more dangerous than coronavirus? Praise be to Jesus. The devil used fear. Praise be to God. I saw pastors preaching with their online with their mask on their mouth. Praise be to God. And there is no congregation. Praise be to Jesus. That is fear. Where pastors are fearing that they are going to get coronavirus over the screen. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the fear is more terrible. Fear is terrible. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. When people succumb to fear, they succumb to destruction. We defeat the devil by the wisdom, by the courage of God. The Bible says we have not been given the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and love and self-control. Praise be to God. When we have power, when we have love, when we have self-control, we cannot succumb to fear. Yes, there are diseases out there. Yes, there is pandemic out there. Yes, there are viruses out there. But we cannot live in fear. Praise be to God. We are children of our God. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We have overcome. Praise be to God. We have overcome this world. You little children, praise God, because you have overcome this world. You have overcome the diseases of this world. You have overcome the sicknesses of this world. You have overcome the depression, the sufferings of this world in the name of Jesus. So do not live in fear. He says that I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all of my fears. May the Lord deliver us today from all of your fears. There are people who fear that their husband will run away from them with another woman. So every day they don't live to enjoy their marriage. Praise be to God. They live in fear. Oh, they live in fear that their husband will be taken away. There are people that they live in fear that their their wife will go after another man. Praise be to God. Probably you might be on a second marriage and you have sleepless night. Hallelujah. Even if your wife is late at work, hallelujah, you start worrying. You live in fear every day that your wife will run away from you. May the Lord deliver you from that fear in the name of Jesus. There are people that live in fear that their children will backslide. They because of the way they live, the thing that their children will follow the same pattern. May the Lord deliver you from those fears. Fears is not from God. That kind of fear is not from God. In the name of Jesus. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. Hey, those who look unto him. I think some version said they looked unto him and they were radiant, and their faces, and they will never be put to shame. Hallelujah. Those who look unto him are radiant. You know, when you look unto God, he will cause his face to shine upon you. Your life will be radiant. Eko lokotosa zeke biada matalagash leke piata saparani kindalato. Your face will be radiant of him. Even when people are depressed, joy will cover your face. Goodness and mercy shall be your portion. So it reaches a time that we need to look unto our maker. I know there are people that they are looking unto who is going to win the election. They are looking if the president is going to come out of their tribe. They are looking to see if the president is going to come out of their party. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. They are thinking that if the president is going to come from their party, their life is going to be better. But that may not be the case. May you look unto God, because those that look unto him, the Bible say that their faces are radiant. La 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 la. Their faces are radiant, and they will never be put to shame because they looked unto their maker. They look unto their God. They look unto their Savior. They look unto their King. David say, I look unto the hills. Where does my help cometh from? My help comes from the Lord. Praise be to Jesus. May we look unto God this morning for our needs. May we look unto God to open that door. May we look unto God to help us to defend our cause in the name of Jesus. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. This poor man cried, oh, praise be to God. David was a king, but there was a moment he was a poor man. I don't know about you, praise be to God of Nazareth, hallelujah. But David is sharing with us his testimony, and he's saying that this poor man cried, and the Lord delivered, and the Lord had him and saved him from all his troubles. So the Lord we serve is a Savior. The Lord we serve is a deliverer. Do not be afraid to cry on him, irrespective of your hierarchy, irrespective whether you are rich or poor. Praise be to God. The Lord is the Lord of all. He's the Lord of the poor. He's the Lord of the rich. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So do not look down upon yourself that you cannot call upon God because you are poor. Praise be to God. The door to the kingdom is open to all. Enter his throne. Makana kalagide laje. Lepete sebianta matarada kande. Lependi lika baba 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 baba. Enter the throne of grace boldly. Boldly. Do not be ashamed to cry to the Lord. Do not be ashamed to make your plea known to the King of glory. Do not be ashamed. Praise be to God. There are people that they are afraid to make their plea known to the Lord. They are afraid to pray. They are afraid to cry out to the Lord. Praise be to God, because they feel that when people are contributing in the church, they don't contribute. When people are paying their tithe, they don't pay their tithe. So they think that they don't deserve. Praise be to God. The Bible said this poor man cried unto the Lord, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The end angel of the Lord encamps around those that fear him and delivers them. You see, the benefits of the fear of the Lord is that the Lord will assign his angels to encamp around you. There are many moments where I'm just walking or meeting with the brethren and people see angels surrounding me. Praise be to God. It is the desire of God to assign angels to protect his children. Praise be to God. Because God doesn't want you to die like chicken. God doesn't want you to die before your time, because you have an assignment here on earth. No witch is permitted to kill you. No road accident is permitted to kill you. Praise be to Jehovah. No pandemic, no virus is permitted to kill you, because you have an appointment with God. You have an assignment to fulfill here on earth. You cannot leave us too soon. In the name of Jesus, receive the word of God. Long age is your portion. In the name of Jesus, long life is your portion. In the name of Jesus, you shall bear fruits in old age. May you live a fruitful life. In the name of Jesus, may you fulfill your purpose. The Bible says, I have fought a good fight. Praise be to Jesus. May you fight a good fight with the number of your days. Psalmist says, teach me how to apply wisdom. Praise be to God. How to number my days and put them to wisdom. Praise be to Jehovah. May each and every day in your life be an impactful life, be a meaningful day. Praise be to God. May you live to impact your generation by the life-giving word of God. May you impact your people with the things that God has given you. May you use them to impact your generation, that from generation to generation, they will know that there was a minister here. They will know that there was a pastor here. They will look at this hospital and they will say that Pastor so-and-so built it. This church, Pastor so-and-so was the one who orchestrated it. May your life be a life of impact. In the name of Jesus, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. You know, there's a lot of plots of the devil around us. Plots in the workplace, plots in our homes, plots in the cities, plots in the nations. But because we are surrounded by the angels of the Lord, the Bible says he will deliver us in the name of Jesus. I love this verse. Oh, test and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. The Bible said, test and see that the Lord is good. You know, there are people that they hate God. They hate going to church. Hallelujah. But they haven't tested God. Oh, God is good. Test and see. Can you imagine those things you are testing there? Immorality, fornication, lies, beer, alcohol. They have left your life miserable. They have left your life stricken. They have left your life disease-oriented. Praise be to God. Because there is nothing that the devil can give you and you enjoy. The Bible said the wages of sin is death. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Test and see that the Lord is good. You have tested alcohol. You have tested women. You have tested men. You have tested beer. You have tested cocaine. But you haven't tested the Lord. Why? Why can't you give a test to our Maker, the King of Glory, the Lord of Hosts? Shine kendelanto zomanate. Oh, test and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Blessed is the man who runs to God for help. Blessed is the man who realizes they need the help of God. They need the salvation of God. They need the help of God. They need the redemption of God. Praise be to God. I reached at a time where I wanted to test him. I reached at a time where I ran to God and I said, Lord, I cannot lead myself. I cannot walk in my own power. I cannot walk in my own strength. I need your help. And I surrendered my life to Jesus. And I say, Jesus, come and be the Lord and the Savior of my life. And believe me, my life have never been the same. Praise be to God. He has redeemed me from the powers of darkness. He has redeemed me. He has redeemed my life. He has saved me. He has restored me. He has healed me. Because I tested and saw that indeed the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Hey, kamama moshanderi baba babam. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack. You want the blessings of God. You want the riches of God. The Bible says, fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him has no lack. Hallelujah. So if you are dwelling in lack, it means you have not feared the Lord enough. The moment you begin to fear God with your life, with your walk, with your speech, with your conduct, praise be to God. The Bible said, those that fear the Lord has no lack. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Ikamakoto saladi. The Bible said the young lion suffers want and anger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Praise be to God. We are here this morning because we don't want to lack any good thing. We are here to seek the Father. We are here to seek the King of Glory. Praise be to Jehovah Adonai. I know there are people who are running around doing their thing. They don't have time for God. But we have gathered here because we don't want to lack any good thing. Is there a good thing that you want? Abahanta, seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Hallelujah. Ikabababusha. Come, oh children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Come, oh children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. There are things that God has to teach you, not you teaching yourself. You have to come to the Lord. You have to come to the place where you say, Lord, I realize I'm brainwashed. I realize I don't know anything. Oh, I realize that the books I've read have misled me. Now I am coming to you to teach me the fear of the Lord, to teach me how I need to carry my life, how I need to live this life that can please you. So I am coming to you. Ha jabala taladi. Come to me, halabashani. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is there who desires life and loves many days, but he may see good? Praise be to God. Do you love many days? What man is there who desires life and loves many days, but he may see good? Do you want to see good? Do you love many days? Do you desire life? You know, there are people, the way they live, it tells you they don't desire life. They are doing things that are shortening their days. They are smoking cigarettes, they are drinking alcohol, they are doing all kinds of things. Even biologically, scientifically, these things are not good for your body. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You are destroying your body slowly but surely. Hallelujah. You are destroying your lifespan. Your life is in your hand and you are destroying it. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. But the Bible say, is there a man who desires life? Is there a man who loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil. Ah, ba, 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 ba. Keep your tongue from evil. Praise be to God. And your lips from speaking deceit. Praise be to God. So if you want to love long life, if you want to love good days, the Bible says, keep your tongue from evil. Keep your tongue from evil. Keep your tongue from cursing. I see Christian all the time. You curse, you curse, you curse, you curse. You speak bad about people. You gossip around. You speak negative. You lie to people. Your life is full of deceit. Deceit is... Deceit is deception. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. You preach deceit. You live deceit. You lie to people for gain. Praise be to God. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Hallelujah. You want to see many days. The Bible said, turn away from evil. Turn away from that lifestyle that doesn't please God. Turn away from those wicked friends. Turn away from pornography. Turn away, praise be to God. Turn away from a lifestyle. Turn away from that alcoholism. Turn away from that girlfriend-boyfriend relationship that you know very well is not pleasing God. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. There are people that all the time they advise you to do bad things. They advise you to go on the street to sell drugs. They advise you to go and shoot people. They advise you to go and kill. Turn away from them. Praise be to God. Turn away from them in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are towards the righteous and his ears towards their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. The Bible said the eyes of the Lord are towards the righteous and his ears towards their cry. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. Are you the one that is evoking lies of people? Are you the one pushing politicians to pass laws that are against humanity? You are pushing, you are lobbying to pass laws that will frustrate the will and agenda of God on earth. You are lobbying people to do wickedness. Makataradik in the mantle. Today we declare that the face of the Lord is against you. You have tied destiny. You are destroying destinies in witchcraft. Today we declare that the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. If you don't repent, the Bible says it will cut your memory from the earth. In the name of Jesus, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their trouble. I don't know the kind of trouble you're in. I don't know whether it is the court case. I don't know what it is. Praise be to Jesus. But the Bible tells me when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their trouble. Not some of their trouble, all their trouble. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Is your spirit crushed? Have you been wounded? Hallelujah. Is that boyfriend has run away? Your husband has run away from you? Your wife has run away from you and you feel brokenhearted? I want to tell you that surrender to the Lord. Say, Lord, here I am. Come to my heart. Come and heal me. Come and bind me together. Come and put me together, because my heart is scattered. May you come and put me together, because the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones. Not one of them is broken. You know, the Lord kept the bones of Jesus. The Bible said no bone of him was broken. Praise be to God. Affliction will slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. Is there anyone that hates you because you stand for the kingdom? They may even hate you at the workplace. But today we declare the word of God that affliction will slay the wicked. Affliction will slay the wicked. And those who hate the righteous righteous will be condemned. Those that hate you because you are a child of God, those that hate you for nothing, they just hate you because you go to church, they just hate you because you love the Lord, they just hate you because you live to please God, they just hate you because you dress like a child of God. You don't dress like a prostitute and walk around, and because of that they hate you. They hate you for putting long dresses, hallelujah, while people are wearing miniskirts. Praise be to God. May they be condemned. May they be condemned in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. Those that hate you, that they don't want to give you an opportunity because you love God. They don't want to give you that promotion that is due to you at the workplace because you love God. Even in the church, those that hate you because you stand for the cause of the kingdom of God, may they themselves be condemned. May the word of God condemn them in the name of Jesus. Hey, the Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. The Bible says the Lord redeems the lives of his servants. That's where we receive breakthrough. We receive breakthrough from the Lord. We receive redemption. You know, when you are redeemed, it's like you are revived. Hallelujah. You are revived. May the Lord revive somebody today in the name of Jesus. We are going to pray in the name of Jesus. I want you to pour your heart to the Lord. I don't know the scripture that you have read today that have stuck on your mind. We have read very powerful scriptures today. Hallelujah. Memorize one of them and practice it. Pray it until it manifests in your lives. Praise be to God. Pray the word until it manifests in your life. And we are going to pray in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you for your word is powerful. We thank you because your word is able to change us. He kama to zalabaratani lepete sepele gana katalaga dalaganash lepete sepereda kandalaganato epeni anta zabarata sepeneta kalaganata. Father, I thank you for your word is powerful. I thank you for your word that has gone forth this morning. Makatalagi delada lepete sepede galagada lepeto soparada kende metele ganato eparada gandalata baradi kende. I pray that let your word become flesh in us. Let your word become flesh in us. Let your word impregnate our soul, impregnate our heart, impregnate our spirit with your word. Metelita sabananda epanamantana magadelegana ikabagadalagedelaganaja ikaturadia namanta. Tamataladi, Ikabanda la Barata Kaligana, Ikabosha da Pirete Lebenata, Iparada Baba Baba Baba. May you surround us, O God, with your angels. May you deliver us, O God, from all our trouble, from all our trouble, from all our trouble. May you encamp around us. May you encamp around us. Iparada da 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 da. Let your angels encamp around us. May you deliver us from all schemes of hell, from all schemes of the devil. Inde kanamatani, ikabarata satamanta, iparada katalaga dilega da 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 da, iparada balata tepele demanta. Test and see that the Lord is good. Ipanamatene manamatele, ukobajada baladamanta, ipanamataradi ketelagada. For those that fear him lacks no good thing. Meteri baratani, Father Lord, today we fear you. Today we declare that no good thing will escape us in the mighty name of Jesus. May you bless our coming in. May you bless our going out. May you bless us with good things. May you bless us with good things. May you bless us with good things. May we not lack any good thing. May we not lack the 9 gifts of the Spirit. May we not lack the blessings of God that add riches and has no sorrow. May you bless us with good things. May you bless our lives with good things. Ekabaradashi, mekene manta, merita sepenata, e perita candalata, meketo parade kende metelia, la quata sabine, e peniato sopanani, akire genata. Mighty Father, we pray this morning. May you beautify our destiny. May you beautify our life. May you beautify us, O God. E baranashi, lepete seperede candelata. We declare that long life is our portion. O Masania, we declare that we desire life. life. We desire to see your salvation. We desire to see many souls come into your kingdom. We desire to live a meaningful life that will give glory unto your name. And Father, into your hand, we submit to be used for your glory. We submit to live a life that will be pleasing unto you. We submit to live a life of fearing the Lord, of turning away from wickedness, of turning away from evil. We want our life to be a blessing unto you and a blessing unto others. In the name of Jesus, may your hand be gracious unto us. May your hand be merciful unto us. Epanite malanate, ekabakananata, eparite sebenanta, ekabaratane, ekabakotologanata, repete sepea, repete perita, repete perenata, repete peliki, repete pelegena, ekamananato tolabile, eperiata sabaranade, ekabarata paradikena, mekete pele de barata. Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Mighty Father, may we pray today and this morning that you may deliver us from all affliction, from all affliction, from all trouble, from all affliction around us. May your eyes be upon us, O God. May your eyes be upon us, O God. May you hear us when we cry. May you hear us when we call unto you. May you hear us, O God, and deliver us, O Father, in the name of Jesus. Zeberete sebenanta. Father, we come unto you, O God. O Bajadele Perena, Abashadile Keda. May you teach us the fear of the Lord. May you teach us how to please you. May you teach us how to live for you. May you teach us how to fear you. Ikamana Mantani, Ekabakada Balanite, Epanakatola Garasha, Lepetese Pereda, Lepene Kandorobo Shali, Lemihanto Zomana. My soul shall boast on the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Father Lord, this morning we exalt your name. This morning we praise your name. This morning we bless your name. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt him together. Lepeto soparadi, ikabakondolo potoria tai, iparata pani, ipato solata, ipatela ganana masha, jananai, iparine kendene manta, ipanamanta namani, ipanamanta mantaladi, lepete perita, lepete peranianto, ekama hekama, ekama kanai, ekama hekama, ekama hekama, ekanana, hekanana, hekanana, hekanana. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be on my mouth. Let it be established in my life that I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be on my mouth in the name of Jesus. Habaratan legene manto zomanani kendalani ipanatula kanani epine kendemanta sabine kani ekanoto somanata sepenena eparata sapine kendalanto epanianta mataladine kendalano eparata pani mentele benanta eshana mekananto sopanani Paranata Zapalatani, Ipakotola Labanate Sepiki, Ekine Candalananto Sopai, Iparash Shabalanai, Ipiata Sapakana Candalana, Ipanamanta Mine Candele Demani, Ipanamanta Zabalate, Ekala Kinemanta, Ekalagane Candele Nemai, Iparia Sapani, Ipanamano Sopabalate, Ipanamano Zopamakani, Ekabalate Tepea, Lepeto Sopanai. mali e kabalata sabali e kamo shomanta e paranasu sumanamante le pianto sopakala le pianto sumamalante e pianto zopalabikena lantamine sebenane akalaganane e piala la babashi e rabadabalanto sopamanante e kabasaladai. Thank you Jesus because it is done. Thank you Jesus, hallelujah. We bless you Father for the power of your word. We bless you, O Jehovah. We bless you, Jehovah. Hey, la 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 la. Thank you, Jesus. For our lives will never be the same. By the authority of your word, by the authority of the life that proceeded from the Holy Scriptures, Father, we thank you. We bless you because we have tested and indeed seen that the Lord is good. We bless you because you have redeemed our life from the lion's teeth. We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to the Lord of hosts. Glory to the great I am. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he keep you and may he be gracious unto you in Jesus' name. Go out in the power of his might and fulfill what God has commanded you to do today. Let us remember this is the year of divine growth, divine acceleration, and divine preservation. Praise be to God. May the Lord preserve you. May the Lord accelerate your life. May he cause growth to proceed out of what you do. In Jesus' name. Be blessed until we meet again. Tomorrow we'll be discussing, hallelujah, tomorrow or Monday, hallelujah, we'll be going through the book of Psalms chapter 35. Read it in advance and apply it in your life, and your life will never be the same. Thank you for watching and stay blessed in Jesus' name. Shalom, shalom, shalom.